baby. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short line.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Damn. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. Cause you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You look for a real man. Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cash chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time on live. Father Time, what's happening?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Janine, what's up, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing good. We doing
what's up,
good. Folks? Hey, check this out, y'all. We want everybody to know that we on live. We do what we do. We having fun. Kick back, enjoy, relax, and if you want to get inside the conversation, just please press 1. We'll bring you in ASAP. And for y'all that's listening, just remember the number 646-727-1283. So, y'all want to get in, just press 1. Bring you on in, have some fun, talk some shit, do like we always do.
For shizzle.
What's the goings on, man?
Yeah, hey man, I was watching some YouTube shit, right? And they had Snoop on there talking about Roots. Did anybody watch Roots? The new one?
I didn't watch the new one. No.
Oh well, he was on there, man, making some kind of political statement talking about we shouldn't watch Roots because they keep reminding us how they used to beat our ass and all that kind of shit. I was just wondering. I mean, I watched it.
Nah, I'm not watching that shit over.
One
minute,
that's
hold on,
saying,
no.
That's
we got to.
Go ahead. No, I was just saying, that's the reason why I don't watch that stuff because I don't want to watch
right.
that anymore. I'm tired of looking
tired
at
that
stuff.
Shit. All right. Well, we got the life on the line. Life, what's happening?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
You know what? And I used to really think I had this teacher named Miss Miller, white lady, second grade. They made us watch Roots, man. And I swear she had a smile on her face every time we watched that shit. I ain't lying. I think she did.
Well, I was just wondering, apparently it got nominated for a lot of awards and shit. So, I mean, I watched it. I just wondered if anybody else watched it.
So, was it just like, I mean, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. So, was it anything like the original?
It was the same fucking, it was the same thing, except different people. It was the same shit, except different people.
I'm not watching that shit.
They had a couple of little different things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you saw the first one, you know, it was the same fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they had Kunta doing some shit that he ain't doing the first one, though.
Mm-hmm. He probably got some pussy on this one. Hold on, y'all. Miss Pimp, what's happening?
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
What's going on?
I'm going to need for you all to sound a little bit more energetic. Let's try this again, shall we? Good morning.
Good morning.
All righty then.
Okay.
Oh,
I don't know, man. I'm surprised you watched it. I couldn't bring myself to watch it again. I told myself if I ever had to watch it, me, you had to sit down, I will never do it. I will never watch. I mean, they make thousands of watch that shit every year. Every year. From what? The kindergarten to what? The sixth grade? I watch Roots every year. Black History Month. Roots.
That's the only time you saw the motherfucker was Black History Month.
Man, I didn't want to see it no more.
Watch it at all.
You said what?
That bitch crazy than a motherfucker. Stacey Dash.
Who? Oh,
Stacey Dash. I was watching some shit on her today too, man. That bitch crazy than a motherfucker. But all right, let me ask y'all something. We gonna change this up. We gonna go into some music stuff. Like I said, I was reading. I was reading and watching shit. Now I'm pretty sure everybody know what battle rap is. So I'm gonna throw out some names and y'all tell me who y'all think won. Okay? We're going to go way back. We're going to start off with LL versus Kool Moe Dee. Who won? In y'all opinion.
Really?
It
was LL. I mean, you could just know that by Kool Moe Dee. I didn't know about him. So, he wasn't even.
I got a bit of difference with you on that one.
Well, hold on, man. We're gonna go down the line. We're gonna go down the list. Go ahead, Janine. Finish your point.
I'm just saying, I like Kool Moe Dee. I was a Kool Moe Dee fan. I went to his little concert, everything. But LL Cool J got him on that. What was? I can't even remember the song it was. And it was just like he died out after that. I don't even remember.
All right, okay. We got an LL fan on the show. All right, Miss Pimp. Kool Moe Dee versus LL. Who you think won?
I'm going to go with LL myself.
Wow. Two LLs. You want to elaborate or you just sticking with LL?
Well, I am from the East Coast / New York, and I've been around, and that is kind of like really, really, really my era. And I really like LL, but he had a different kind of style than Kool Moe Dee. But I think LL kind of ate his ass up a little bit, chomped on him and chewed him up and spit him out. You know, when it came to, they just had different styles, but I think LL was better.
Okay. Delightful.
I'm in agreement.
You saying LL too?
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you got, man?
Man, Moe Dee tore his ass up. Nah, let me elaborate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The reason LL won that, and it's just because, like the lady, all the ladies said LL, who's the sexier one? LL is. So therefore,
that was not
why. No, let me finish. The ladies love, LL, ladies love. They love that dude, man. Back then, he was a heartthrob. He could do no wrong. That motherfucker, he could say, Humpty Dumpty, sit on the wall. Yo, he love. And that motherfucker lick his lips. They like LL won. That's all that motherfucker had to do is lick his lips. Every woman. Back then, every teenage girl went crazy for that dude. So...
He
came
hard even then.
I'm not saying LL couldn't rap, but I, to be honest with you, now here's my personal opinion. Ice Cube and LL are, I'm like, those are like my two favorite rappers as single. I mean, growing up, my two favorite rappers was Ice Cube and LL. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know a battle rap that LL actually won lyrically. He lost to Moe Dee. In my eyes, he lost to Moe Dee. He lost to Cannabis. I mean, he just had He just have a machine behind him. When you got that machine behind you, you gonna win. And he has the motherfucking look.
Personally, I think Mo D won it. This is my opinion.
Exactly.
He came out with that lower level lackluster last least living lousy lane lazy. He destroyed LL on that. He killed LL.
Yeah. What do you say? If Mama said knock me out, then come do it. You can't do it, and that bitch knew it. Out, boy, he killed it.
I think Mo D won.
Yeah. Right,
we're going to move on to the next one. Now, I'm pretty sure everybody's going to go with the same person on this one, too. But, of course, I'm going to be different. Nas versus Jay-Z. We're going to start. You can start this one off, man. Go ahead. Who you got?
You know what? That's super ugly. I'm sorry. I mean, I know everybody's like Ether was lyrically there, which it was, but Super Ugly was just nasty. That motherfucker told. That's why I left condoms on your baby seat. And that motherfucker. I'm sorry. Jay got him on that one. The motherfucker told him, man, since you want to keep saying that gay shit, I guess you was kissing my dick when you was kissing that bitch. Oh, I mean, that's Super Ugly took it. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Delightful. Nas or Jay-Z, who you got? Delightful? Okay, Miss Pierce.
You gotta realize she was 10 at the time, so.
Damn. I'm at work.
I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, Miss Pimple, you got Nas or Jay-Z?
As much as I hate to say it, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna say Nas.
Okay, why you
say
Nas?
I think even then Nas was ahead of his time. You know,
I think he was ahead of his time.
And that's exactly it. However, I love Jay-Z, but Nas kind of on his top. You know what I mean? So I just think he's just above his time. So
okay.
I'm going with Nas.
Janine, Nas or Jay-Z?
Oh, I don't even know what rap battle they had.
I'm picking Nas. You had the wrong person.
I'm picking Nas because I don't like Jay-Z.
Well, in Ether, Nas said one little sentence in Ether that just destroyed Jay-Z. He said, "Y'all rock fellas, I rock hoes." It was over after that. Ain't none Jay-Z can say to fuck with that line. Y'all rock fellas, I rock hoes.
Yeah, but
beautiful.
then my thing is, then he's like, it kind of hurt that I'm your baby mama's favorite rapper. That was a dagger.
No. Y'all rock fellas. That's the name of their clique. Rockefellas.
I understand the metaphor too.
I rock hoes.
I mean, okay, you have metaphors, but he went in and this is just my opinion. Yeah, metaphors, but dude just went in. He went in for the juggler. He went in for the kid. He did some Tupac shit. Tupac ain't never been no metaphor rapper. He just got grimy and dirty with you, and that's what Jay-Z did.
All right, moving on. This is easy. Eminem versus Benzino. Everybody, this should be a consensus.
Really? Come on, man. That wasn't even no battle.
And I ain't even heard of the other guy.
Benzino?
Right, I'll say it.
Love and Hip Hop. He was on Love and Hip Hop.
I mean, no, that wasn't
about
a battle.
That.
I don't listen to rap like that.
Matthew Matters.
That motherfucker put that nail in the coffin. That was it. The Zeno said, fuck it, I quit.
All right, here's one for y'all. This is old school. Everybody should remember this battle. Easy versus Dre. I think Easy won.
Easy versus Dre?
Easy versus Dre. I mean, they both came out with diss records.
I'm muting myself.
Okay, mute yourself. Who y'all got, Easy or Dre? I got Easy. I think Real Motherfucking G's just destroyed him.
Yeah, it did. It did. He was able to bounce back from it, but if you want to know, I mean, the battle, he won the battle. He won the battle hands down.
But now, when you look at the videos, when he had that little motherfucker looking like Easy on the video, that shit was funny than the motherfucker.
Yeah, but then Easy put him on Compton City G's, and they chased his ass and start beating the shit out of him. So
true.
It was Easy won that one.
All right, Janine, who you got?
I'm gonna go with Easy.
All right, Miss Pimp.
Easy.
If that Dre get no love.
What could Dre have?
But he just told his that real motherfucking G's. It don't get no love.
Yeah, just tow his ass up. Just tow his ass off.
I mean, he still getting his props here. He the one brought him in, brought him out. I'm sure he the one trained him.
Well, he tore his ass up. All right, I got one from... Man, this has got to be from the 70s. Kumo D, Busy B. Everybody know Kumo D won that one.
Yeah, because I don't even know the other person.
Right. I know who you're talking about, but really, that motherfucker, he still... That motherfucker ain't got no more money than me and you.
All right, I got another old school one for y'all. BDP versus the Juice Crew.
I already know
who you say gonna win.
No, BDP got him.
BDP.
Only reason I'm gonna say BDP got him is because Kane and Coogee Rap didn't get in it. Now, had Kane and Coogee Rap got in it, they'd have killed him. But they didn't get in it. KRS-One, he killed Shan. He killed Shan.
I don't know, man. That MC Shan song, The Bridge Is Over, that was a pretty good song.
Nah, I listened to that shit the other day. They played that shit the other day. He killed him. KRS-One killed him.
Oh, I agree.
And I'm not even, you know, I'm not a KRS-One fan. But he killed them.
All right. Moving on. I don't know too much about this one, so I don't really have a comment on this one. Common versus West Side Connection.
As much as I hate to, I'm the biggest Ice Cube fan. That goddamn Common, he told him a new asshole. He did. Q, forgive me. Please forgive me. But goddamn, Common told him a new asshole. And it was like, he's not even a gangster rapper, but he told them a new asshole.
Politely.
I thought Slaughterhouse was pretty good.
Yeah, it was until he came out with that, the bitch in you. He ripped them, dog. He ripped them, what they say, from asshole to elbow or however the saying go. He ripped them. And it was them three went against him. He tore all three of their ass up. And I'm a West Side Connect fan. I was like, please come back. Please come back and make something else to get this. They never made nothing else, so... If you put Westside Slaughterhouse against the bitch in you, and he brought the bitch of them out.
All right, Ms. Pimp, you know anything about that beef? Common West Side Connection?
No, I don't know about it, but I would definitely was going to roll with Common.
And I hate
because,
you, too. Too, please.
Now, how
you know,
just going to pick somebody? You don't even know nothing about the beef. You even heard the song.
It ain't even about the beef. It's just the music itself. You know what I'm saying? I'm familiar with both.
Now, see, you got to listen to the songs now, because a lot of people may say West Side Slaughterhouse was deadlier, but, I mean.
But you said
so
it.
You
I mean, he's a whole different, he's a whole different kind of rapper, and I'm saying, I mean, yeah, he's just a whole different kind of rapper, and I mean, he's just not loud. He get at you politely. And West Coast Connection style is completely different. I'm still going to roll with Common on that one.
But we're not talking about the styles. We're talking about the diss songs that they release against each other. Have you heard
just
any of the
let
songs?
It go, dog. Just let it go. Move on.
You know what?
Just
I'm
move
gonna...
on. Just move on, man.
Janine, you know about that beef?
No, I do not. I'm going to roll with Common, though.
Just because he light-skinned it.
Common. Yeah, of light-skinned people stick together. All
right, Cannabis LL. I think LL beat Cannabis.
Is you crazy? Now, once again, it was the machine behind LL. Cannabis was an independent artist. He was blackballed. Man, that motherfucker final knockout with that video what he had with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson telling him, eat his ass. Eat his ass for dinner. Eat him. Man, that motherfucker, that motherfucker murdered. He murdered LL. LL could not fuck with Cannabis. He even knew he couldn't fuck with Cannabis. If you ever listen to the recordings, he calls Cannabis and tells him, like, man, look, just cool out. It's over. Just get your money. He couldn't fuck with that little young boy. But LL had the motherfucking machine behind him. I got Def Jam behind me. You an independent artist. You're not going to get the shine that I get.
Well, he did. He had one little line where he told LL, let me borrow that mic. Let me borrow the mic on your shoulder. I was like, damn. It's kind of fucked up.
But that wasn't even a diss. That's what started it.
LL, that's what started it.
Right.
They made a song together called
5-4-3-2-1. Right. I know what you're talking about. I got the song in my phone. I listen to it every morning. He didn't diss him. It wasn't a diss. He was just like, let me borrow the mic. L took it as a diss. Even Redman and Method Man was like, they said when they was doing the track, they was like, dog, he ain't dissing you. L was in his feelings. They even said it. Both of them was like, man, L was in his feelings. And I tell him in his face, like we told him, dude, you in your feelings. You was being a little prima donna.
Well, I think he was. Next up, Ice Cube versus NWA.
Oh, man, come on, man. That's without a doubt. Q killed them.
Ice Cube.
Yeah, that No Vaseline has got to be one of the top three best battle songs ever written.
I'm going to put it in the top two.
Goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. I'm not a real Ice Cube fan, but that was a hell of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a song. All right, we might have some different opinions on this one. Pac versus Biggie.
Biggie never made a diss song.
Well, whose shot you supposed to be towards Tupac?
Well, now if you looked at the movie, he said that song was made before any of that shit happened. So if you sitting there, if you ain't gonna lay claim and say, yeah, I dissed him, Man, no, you shit, that wasn't even a you never dissed him.
But then Tupac took it as a diss, though, right? Because that's when he came out after with the his diss.
Yeah, but then now he did make a this is why Tupac went at Jay-Z. That first album, when he said if Faith had twins, she probably had two punks. Get it? Two punks. Yeah, you went at him then, but you know that was the only line you said. But you know, other than that, you didn't say shit. I mean, you never came out and said this a diss record towards him. You was like, this song was made before he even got shot. So you bagged on. So pop on that. And come on, what idea hit him up?
Somebody got some background going on. Can we turn it down, please?
Thank you.
I like hit him up, but I truly believe Ether was the best diss song ever written. Just my opinion. I think it was better than anything else out there. Well, that Cool Moe Dee one is a close second.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Go was the name of that song. Let's Go by Cool Moe Dee. But I think Ether was the best. I think Nas is just very talented, man. I don't think there's too many people on this level out here, man. I don't think he get the respect he deserves. My opinion.
You say so next.
That's it. That's all I got. That was top 10. Well, Jay-Z and Nas is number one, so we already talked about them. So
okay.
Now
I
just read
about
that Drake and Jay-Z is beefing. Jay-Z got a song with Future where he was talking about Drake. And then Drake came back. What's the name of that song? Drake. He just released a song dissing Jay-Z. I can't remember the name of it. It's not this, maybe a month or two at the most. So, be looking out for that one.
Well,
that one might blow up.
I don't know, but check this out, y'all. We got something. You know, we've been doing our chronicles. We've been doing our chronicles every week, so we're going to put one out tonight. We're going to put my man Father Time out there tonight. So, y'all kick back, relax. Y'all enjoy Father Time's Chronicle. You ready, dog?
Let it play, man.
Let's go.
This is Father Time, and this is my chronicle. I come in the door today, and before my very eyes, I see a pretty brown skinny girl sitting on my couch. I'm like, yo, who is this? So, you know, I do the cordial thing. I'm like, yo, what's up? How you doing? My name's Father Time. What's your name? She said her name was Ebony. I'm like, okay, so you must be here with my homeboy then, huh? She said, yeah. I said, where he at? She's like, yeah, went to the bathroom. So, you know, I sit there, I make a little small conversation with her, you know, just to get to know her, see what type of person she was, you know what I mean? And, you know, here come my guy rolling up out the bathroom. I'm like, yo, what up, dog? I'm like, what's up, man? He was like, yo, you meet Ebony, huh? I said, yeah, man, Ebony, she seemed pretty cool to me, dog. She seemed like a nice girl. Ain't that right, girl? She cracked a little smile. And I get up, you know, lead them to their little thing, you know, let them get to know each other, whatever they doing, you know what I'm saying? I basically, I'm just excusing myself from the situation. So as I leave, I look at my boy, and I'm like, yo, T-Rex, dog? He's like, I don't know yet, man. I'll let you know. So I'm walking away. And I hear ask my boy, what does T-Rex mean? And I hear him get out a little chuck. You know, that's a little inside thing amongst the home. If she T-Rex, that means she down for whatever. So I roll into the bedroom. getting ready to get into my Sin City mode, get ready for the next show, right? So when I break out, when I get into my Sin City mode, you know, I got to bump my boy Kelly, right? So I pop in that 12 play, bumping that Sex Me, right? One of my favorite songs, by the way. I got my laptop, I'm laying in the bed with the laptop, getting some stuff down, getting ready for Sin City, you know, that's what's hot. SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all check that site out. But anyway, I'm rolling, chilling, doing my thing. I hear a knock on my door. So I'm thinking, you know, it must be the homie. So I'm like, you know, come on in. And before I knew it, I look up and I see this pretty brown woman, butt ass neck, standing in my doorway, y'all. I'm like, damn. She smiled and said, yeah, I'm T-Rex. What's up? I'm like, shit, what's up? She said, why don't you put that laptop up? I closed the laptop, you know, tell me to lay down on the bed on my back. I'm like, whoa, she's standing at the foot of my bed, looking good as hell. Pretty brown skin, big ass titties, nice ass hips, pussy nice and trim. I'm like, damn. So she started at my feet, working her way all the way up, sliding her titties across my leg, closer to my waist. She brushed up against my hard dick and be like, damn, I see somebody ready. Like, shit, girl, I was ready as soon as I saw you. She come up, rub her teeth up against my chest, start kissing on my neck. Got my eyes closed, like, damn, this is nice. I take a peek out the side of my eyes, and I see my boy standing at the door. Butt ass naked, right? So I motion to him, like, come on in, dog. You know what I'm saying? He come in, he get in the bed next to her. She's still kissing on my neck. Rubbing on her ass, smacking her ass. He's like, I like it, bruh. I'm like, oh yeah, we gonna give it to you, bruh. So she roll off of me, right? Start giving my voice through like some fire ass head, right? I stand up, pull my shorts off, take my t-shirt off, get back in the bed. She starts sucking his dick. Now she's sucking his dick. Now I commence to looking at pussy from the back. Next thing I know, I slipped a finger in her ass, so reaction, she liked that shit, so I kept going with it. Now we in this position, like the next 7-8 minutes, I get up off the pussy, she get up off the dick, now she sit on the edge of the bed, I'm standing on the floor, and she go, now she sucking my dick. My boy's like, man, that head is fire. I'm like, yeah, I know I feel it. Got both my hands on top of her head. Watching my dick disappear in her mouth. I'm like, yeah, get it, girl, get it, girl. Like, I'm like, yeah, girl, get it. And then I know my boy standing on side of me, slapping his dick on her face. And now she's sucking my dick, jacking his dick. She's sucking his dick, jacking my dick. I'm like, yeah, we got a true ass play on our hands. And start the fuck. After getting our dick sucked for another 10 minutes, I pull her to the foot of the bed, kind of lay on her back, take her legs and put them straight up in the air, slide up in that pussy. And my boy, the strut of her throat, stuck his dick right back in her mouth. He's sucking his dick. Now I'm in that pussy hard. I got her legs straight over my shoulder. And I'm going all in, giving everything I got, trying to break up my fucking back. Getting that pussy as hard as I could, I tap him on the back and let him know it's time to switch. He lays on his back, she straddles him. Guess where I'm going, y'all? Yep, you guessed it. Double penetration. He's sitting back, hollering. I'm like, damn, I hope the neighbors ain't listening, cause she can't holler, y'all. He in the pussy, he in the ass. Both banging out. She couldn't do nothing but hollering at us. She was enjoying every minute of it. Next thing you know, I feel myself climax. God, I'm gonna come out. Oh! There it go. 30 seconds later, he busts. Now all three of us laying in the bed. She in between us both. Saying, damn, y'all fucked the shit out of me. We gotta do this shit again. I'm like, anytime, baby girl. Anytime. This is Father Time. And that's one of my mini chronicles. peace.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Hold on.
I can't
get no love. Nobody like my
Chronicle? Oh, I was on mute. All right, y'all. Oh, you said she couldn't
hear.
The neighbors were gonna hear her screaming.
The talk
well,
you
was
hitting mine.
You was hitting it like that 5 times.
Yeah, I have my moments with my 77 strokes. I have my moments.
Oh, goodness. So let me get this right. She went and fucked your boy first, and then came and fucked you?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So is that so? Let me so explain the T-Rex thing. Explain to us what that means. So is that just somebody that's not y'all woman? And basically as y'all, you know, y'all friends, so y'all be like, hey, that's somebody who, you know, we can share. That's what that means?
It's just like a bus down. They call it bus down nowadays. Well, they used to call it. I don't know what they call it nowadays. Same thing.
Buckets.
They call them buckets
now? What they
now?
Call? Buckets.
Bucket.
Oh, is that? They, I thought they called them thoughts now. A thought or something.
Well.
Thoughts,
buckets.
I never
yeah.
heard bucket before.
Yeah, that's all I do here is buckets.
Oh.
That's my
use a hoe. Use a hoe.
Dog out,
she
got some hell.
You said what?
See, you got some, and damn, she's still a hoe, but you got what you want.
Right.
What you wanted from her. Mm-hmm. Oh, woman
females
can't please
know that
nobody,
in, don't they?
Women can't please nobody.
Oh, let me ask y'all a question.
They ripping your chronicle apart. They like, you ain't shit.
Hey, I'm used to it, man.
We're not saying that.
I don't get no love, so it's all good.
We ain't saying that.
Mm-mm. Oh, goodness.
I just want to go on the record that Delightful didn't say anything about the chronicle. Not one word.
Okay.
Right, well, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying, you said you tore it apart. I didn't have any parts in that.
Oh,
I stay neutral.
No,
what were you about to ask something, dog? What were you about to ask?
All right, ladies, let's say you go over to the house with this boy over there. You already know once you hit the door, you're going to fuck them both, right?
Say what now?
Wait, I can't hear you.
All right, your guy friend calls you up, tells you to come on over, let's have some drinks. His boy is there. You didn't know his boy was there before you got there. You get there, you see him and his boy sitting there with glasses in their hands. Now, you as a woman, you already know if you're going to fuck them both, right?
Yeah.
That ain't even my thought process. I'm ready to go.
No.
You,
and
I mean,
I don't know. If that's his boy, why would I just think all of a sudden, is this somebody I'm just messing around with or this my guy?
It ain't your guy. It's just a motherfucker you messing around with.
But still, no, I'm not. That's not my first thought process. Is oh, I'm about to fuck both of them. No,
at all. Can you send him home, please, so we can do what we got to do? We can come back later.
Well, somebody said yes. Who said yes?
D.
That would be me. I'm saying, you know, it's so different from when a guy meets a girl, a girl meets a guy, whatever. You know, the very first thing, you know if he's fuckable or if you want to fuck him, if you don't. You know that. Off top.
Well,
first
Ms. 5 minutes.
Okay.
So here's what I'm saying.
You said
both of them.
I understand that. I'm going there. Can you allow me to go there? Oh,
okay.
So I'm saying, going to the crib, and this is your, and this is just your guy friend, and his boy is sitting there. I'm just saying, depending on your freak nature, who you are, you know what I'm saying? You know in your mind, off top, is shit, damn. So it would be nice. You just would know, and you would do him too. I mean, I don't know if I've done the friend before or not, but I might just be in that mood. I know that my friend, we cool, whatever, whether we've done it or whatever, you know what I'm saying, and his friend is there. I would, you know, I think women do tend to look at their friends to, in their mind, say if they would fuck them or not. Whether...
Okay,
yeah,
so in other
saying.
Words, in other
you'll
words,
be a well fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
Well, me personally, I know what you're saying, but I'm saying my first perception when I get up, oh my God, what is that?
What is that noise?
Noise going on?
I was just saying, my first perception when I'm just coming up to my guy's place and his friend there, and that's not my first thought process is, oh, I want to fuck.
It's not your guy. He's not your guy. It's just a motherfucker you just fuck around with every once in a while.
This might be somebody, it might be going somewhere, but that's still not going to be my first thought process if I want to fuck both of them at the same time. Now, yeah, if I'm with somebody and I'm messing around with somebody and I see they friend, and I might be like, God damn, that motherfucker fat. Yeah, I'll fuck him. Not together. I'll wait until he approach me, and then I'll fuck the friend by himself.
There you have it.
I just want to know, why would y'all want to share your goods with your friend? Like, I don't understand that concept.
It's a lifestyle, honey.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you like this, now. Most motherfuckers, like Stingy over here, he ain't saying shit. But, nevertheless, if the situation is there, I mean, it's your demeanor that I'm going to tell you, in most cases, it's your demeanor that dictates what's going to happen that night. You walk in like you trying to fuck both of them, then that's the way it's going to come off. But now if you walk in like, shit, I'm into you and you only, nah, that motherfucker ain't going to be like, hey, you know, hey, gone. And the average motherfucker ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because then
okay,
he like going to say, man.
I get all that, and I get that the woman looks at the friend possibly and this, that, and the other. I still don't understand why you would want to let your friend dabber in your festivities.
Oh, I just told you, if she's my girl.
Well, that wasn't good enough for me.
I mean, if she's Okay.
My very first experience, my fiance, we went walking around, and we were supposed to go to a concert, but it rained really hard, and I was just like, I don't want to go. And we was downtown, and his best friend lives downtown. We ended up going in. I ended up taking a shower. I'm going to make this real quick. I get out the shower. Boyfriend, you know, wiping me down and this, that, and the other. But in the process of doing that, he called his friend. He called his friend, Timmy. So I had one in the front and one in the back, and it just kind of just went that way. So my very first experience was with my boyfriend and his best friend.
Your boyfriend?
Oh, my fiance at that, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Hell no.
With his best friend. Yes.
He said, hell no.
No, that no.
But the thing
it don't
is,
work
is,
like that.
The thing is, I mean, I knew that. I wouldn't say that he was sexually attracted to me. I can't say that I knew that, but I know that he liked my twins. He was just infatuated with them. You know what I mean?
So did y'all get married?
No, he's no.
Right,
because
no. I'm thinking the way I'm hearing you say it, I think you thought you was a fiancé.
You so
no,
so.
No, I was a fiancé, but you know he's just got some. He's just obsessive, and I can't. My personality don't dictate that. You know, I could have done that quite often and been okay with it. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't that. It wasn't that at all. You know, and because of that, I was like, shit. Before I die, I'm gonna do this shit again. You know what I mean? So that wasn't it. It was a great experience, as far as I'm concerned.
Even if the woman is not interested, there are some men who will still try it. I was with a guy. You know, we were actually dating. This was actually my boyfriend, and I was in Memphis, and we were actually having sex in the bed. And I felt somebody on my feet, like somebody hands.
That's old school right there. That's old school.
I say, wait,
they've been doing that shit for years
ago. I'm like, your hands up here. And I'm just like, who hands is those? And he's just like, I noticed that. But he wasn't there when I got there. This was his cousin. And he wasn't even there when I got there. So he didn't show up and snuck into the room.
I don't think he should. Hey, dudes do shit like that. Some guys do that kind of shit. While y'all in the middle, because most motherfuckers think, well, she ain't going to just stop.
Yes, I did. I sure the fuck did. Got right the fuck up.
Well, I'm saying most dudes don't think like, they don't think the woman just going to stop.
Oh,
so they let the
theory.
Homie join in and see what happened. Some women will go for it, some don't.
I don't know. I just don't have this interest of doing two men at the same time. It has never interested me. I just felt like, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. That just never sparked my interest.
Try it. You'll like it.
I'm there not saying it wouldn't be good. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's just something about it. It just, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it.
I'm sorry. I don't want to fuck with no other man. First time his dick touched me, hey, they go to fight. Fight them broke out.
I think if you're confident in your sexuality,
I ain't no confident. No. You can leave that confidence shit. You can leave that confidence shit at the door. Ain't no motherfucker. If your dick touch me, I got a problem. You can leave that confidence shit at the door.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how you would even think. I mean, unless, of course, you like talking about double penetration. That's
the only way that's going to happen.
That's the only way that's going to happen. Other than that, no. It's a lot of fun and activities going on.
No. He might get up and get some water and rub the wrong way. No.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
It's not for everybody, honey.
Damn right. You got it. Hey, that's the first thing me and you didn't agree on in a long time. You're right. It ain't for everybody.
Yeah. I'm sure it was fun. I mean, I could just imagine, you know, having two men cater to you, to all your needs and your juices.
Well, Don't worry. I damn near ended up in the hospital behind it, but I'm just saying.
Oh,
I think it's like riding a bike. Once you get used to it, you just fall off and get back up and you ride again.
Good Lord.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but the fiance?
Yeah, the fiance. And, you know, I'm not even nowhere, nohow mad about that. I think, I mean, considering how he is, he's like, he was real super obsessive. And I would never think that's in his DNA to even be like that. You know what I mean? Because he is that obsessive. That's why I did not marry him. Okay? But...
Yeah, that's a red flag right there.
Just the whole thought, yeah. That was the red flag, the blue flag, and the white flag. You know, it was all those flags. But I'm saying, you know, like I said, because he's obsessive, I would have never thought. You know, his whole thing is I don't share shit. He like idolized me. You understand what I'm saying? So for his best friend. For his best friend to be brought into this, you know, and I don't even know if this shit was planned amongst them. I don't know. But it was done so smooth, it had to be a plan. You know what I mean? That's the only way I could think of it. But it didn't cause no riff or anything like that. It was like, it was really cool. I was, you know, that happened many moons ago, but what I'm saying, you know, it was a very memorable experience. So I know, and I've been there a few times thereafter, and I'm gonna do it again before I die. I'm gonna do it again. Oh yeah.
I mean,
I'm older now.
Men should be open to sharing. I mean, y'all take things so personally. I swear.
You know what? Let me tell you something. If you my fiance. And we sit in the room butt neck, and you call my boy in there?
Oh, my
goodness. It's going to be an issue.
But
somebody
again, you got to know. It's a lifestyle.
Y'all just fancy. Y'all fancy.
It's a lifestyle. They
want
us to be one.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, y'all.
Hold on. I'm trying to pull you in, baby. Hey, baby. She hung up on me. She got mad, hung up. Call back, Selena. Call back. You up, dog?
Yeah.
What'd you say now?
Yeah, I'm up.
All right,
it seems like
y'all want us
to be a certain way. Y'all want us to be freaky. Y'all want us to be y'all woman, y'all queen. Y'all, I don't know.
Right. You use the right word. Our. Not everybody's. Ours.
We didn't say everybody. Y'all like we just trying to go around people with everybody. We not saying that.
You just said we need to learn how to share.
I'm saying with everybody,
y'all need to
learn how to share. Sometimes it's okay. That don't mean we
gonna
leave and all this and that.
It's not okay.
So, Father Time, let me ask you a question. You obviously have had a threesome before, correct?
Yes.
Now, not to go like, and I don't mean to like, I'm not being disrespectful, but what I'm saying is, you're married. And
correct.
Would you, if she was, you know, a willing participant to do this, have a threesome and would be with another woman, correct?
Hell yeah. You want to talk
okay.
to her?
Okay. Would you allow her to have the same thing but with another man?
Hell no. You got your mind?
No.
That's my point. I'm like, I don't get that.
Hey, that's just the way of the world. Like you say, I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
Oh, okay. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
No, don't no man want to see another man hitting his girl. That's impossible. It's hard to take.
That is not impossible. Okay, there are plenty of men who do it. There are plenty of swingers out there. You know, they swing.
You know what?
And stuff like that.
It's being done. It's being done. But now, here's the thing about it. Women and men do things totally different. Like, mm-hmm. like when a motherfucker, like when a woman, and this is just my personal opinion, when a woman have a threesome with another woman, a woman can go about it like, okay, we done it, it's over, good, okay, cool, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you done it with another woman. You know, because the dude, he's sitting there like, I'm not finna try to fuck this up. Now, this is a dude. I'm telling y'all, this is a dude. A dude is like, she gave me a threesome. I'm going to respect that. I'm not finna do nothing fucked up. I'm not going to say shit. I'm not going to act on no certain type of way. See, a woman would do some shit like, whew, I'm so tired. All them dicks up in me all night. This is what?
Really?
Yeah.
You sound so damn crazy right now.
Shit, you can call me what you want.
I don't think that
would come
out of my mouth.
Man, trust me. I just
me
neither. Why are you laughing so damn hard? Why the fuck do you think the dude is laughing so hard?
I would never say no
mess
like that.
I would make you breakfast, but shit, his dick feel like it's still in my ass. What?
You got to be. You is petty as shit. You want me to lay beside my man and tell him that I'm finna go cook him breakfast, but if it like this, yeah, okay. Sound like
exactly.
I'm about to be choked out. Okay.
Man, look at you. See, look here, you're going to have to spend a couple of nights.
I ain't dumb enough to
spend a couple of nights with Janine just to understand what the fuck I'm talking about. That motherfucker's crazy. She didn't say some shit like that.
Girl, baby,
I would have made her breakfast, but shit, I still feel his dick in me. What? Now you looking at this motherfucker. Now here he come. Hey, player, you want to go shoot some ball? Not balls, nigga. What, you talking about the balls you had in my bitch mouth? No, nigga, I don't want to shoot no balls tonight.
Wow. Y'all petty.
That's when the guy would ask, is he better than me?
No, that's a concern.
Y'all not going to ask, but that's what y'all be thinking or wondering. No,
okay,
right.
that whole whoa, that goes both ways. Cause there's been plenty of women that out there. Oh, that bitch was hollering. Oh, that bitch pussy was better than mine. You made a sound that I never heard you make before. Same thing. Come on, it goes both ways.
Yeah, I'm not saying
now,
some women
don't do
that.
Now I might open my mouth to say that.
I'm not saying some women don't, but I'm saying men feel that same way. They feel that way. And that's why
I'm not asking
don't
him
do
or
it
her.
Is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, but wouldn't you think it? Is that something that would come across your mind? Is
probably.
He digging him?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm just saying
you might not say nothing to her about it.
No, I'm not gonna ask her. That's
if he scream a little bit louder, or if he moan too hard when she's sucking his dick, or anything, that would bother y'all.
Well,
yeah,
you know what?
He sucked his dick longer. You suck mine.
All life is off, so I'm giving her a strange ass look anyway, because she can't see my face. It's like you out your motherfucking. I'm gonna bust your motherfucking head when this motherfucker leaves.
But I would think, okay, so here's my mindset. I would think if we're having a threesome and you know my skills is the shit, I would think you would want me to lay my demo down on that motherfucker. I would think in my head.
Mm-hmm.
No. You
I'm
gotta
not
hold
right.
Back.
you think I'm glad that you thinking wrong, shit. I'm thought you wanted me to let him nut in my mouth. Bitch, is you crazy?
Whoa.
What the fuck do you mean?
Oh, goodness.
That boy, I tell you. Life's a bitch.
All right, let me ask y'all this question. Let me ask y'all this question, and I don't know if it's pettiness or I don't know what the hell it is. Maybe y'all can give it a name. But I had a conversation with my guy, and he kind of, like, really likes some of my lifetime experiences, and he kind of seems interested, although he is lightweight, you know, very protective of the cootie cat, mine.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him if he wanted a threesome. Now, I'm strictly dickly, but I said, you know, I would give you that. But this, to me, there's rules to this shit. Now, I'm saying, for me, I just cannot, and because I know me, I can't see him fucking her. But she could suck his dick all day long. Now, is that petty?
That's not a threesome.
No, hold on, dog. Let the women answer that one. Let the women answer that one.
Oh, goodness. No, that's not a threesome.
Okay.
And I don't know how many women you're going to find that's just going to do that. That's what I'm saying. Because what are they getting out of it if they can't fuck?
Okay, he's gonna be scared as hell. He ain't gonna know what to do. He's gonna be scared. He's looking at you. What am I supposed to do?
I mean, the whole benefit of the threesome is being open sexually. And
right.
I mean, I know how some women feel, you know what I mean? But you have to look at it this way. If you trust the person that you with enough to do a threesome with him, then trust that, you know, this is what it is. Y'all just going to go in, have a good time, and then that's what it is. Because when you put all these stipulations on it, I feel like you take the fun out of it. And then he is going to be nervous. He's going to be like, damn, because he's going to be trying not to make you upset. You see what
I'm
saying?
Exactly.
Right.
And he's going to be like, dang, am I doing so wrong? Or he's not going to know what to do.
Hold on 1 second. Dog, is you smoking a cigarette?
No.
Are you up?
Yeah, I'm up. I don't see
nothing. Okay, delightful. I got you back in.
I didn't see it.
I'm aware.
I know.
Trying to think about. That's for sure.
You do make an interesting point, because, I mean, if you a motherfucker put that stipulation on me, yeah, then that's the first thing you're going to be doing. All right, I'm not going to enjoy this, because every time I look at her, she looking at me. When you got, don't micromanage me in a threesome. Don't do it. Don't micromanage me. God damn it, I get micromanaged all day at work. Don't you micromanage me on no pleasurable shit. You've been pumping too hard. You pumping too hard. You done pumped too many times. What?
Your stroke count
was only six. That was only six pumps. Yeah, but you just gave me 4.5. What? Huh? Who counted the pumps? But I mean, my thing is, if you're gonna put stipulations in it, don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. That would be something I'll bring up in a later conversation to Mister.
See, you put stipulations on the shit. You already just said, you can
your
dick sucked, but you can't fuck. Man, I'll be like, man, yeah, all right. I forgot you. All right, man, I don't remember you saying that, Pinky.
Some women just need to maybe just watch your man fuck another woman and don't even join in. And I would want to really see how some women feel.
I'm not going to be able to do that. The hell you say?
Hey, at least you honest. Hey, listen, I got to give you that one. At least you honest. She like, I'm going to be able to do that one.
I ain't going to do that.
All right, wait a minute. I got a question. This is totally off the conversation. But Father Time,
you,
hey man, why you never going under my shirts, man?
Why what?
Oh Lord.
Why you never going under my shirts, man? I'm looking at my Facebook picture, and I got a big ass picture with you on my shirt. Yo thing, but you never went under my shirts, man.
I can't print, man.
But you ain't never worn none of my shirts.
I can't print, man. I made print.
Man, you just couldn't print a couple of weeks ago, but your printer wasn't working. You never worn none of my shirts, man.
Oh,
I know you seen
God.
It. You seen the shirt I wear. I wear your shirt all the time.
I got one
shirt.
Of your shirts, man. I just ain't never took a picture with it, dog.
I made a shirt with just your graphic on there, and I wear it all the time, dog. Why you never see you wearing none of mine?
I can't deal.
Man, I'll take a picture, man. I got the one with the Oakland Raiders, dog.
I just want to know, man.
I'm just saying, because he don't want your face on his shirt.
No, it ain't like that.
That's what I'm getting. That's what I got. But I got his face on my shirt.
Don't say if I tell him
I'm
pretty motherfucker.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
I
want to
like
know when somebody is going to produce a cock ring picture. Just saying.
Do a what picture?
Produce
the
cock ring picture.
Oh.
Well,
it'll be on that by next show.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be on that by next show. By the next show, I'll have one on there.
There
you that cool
you.
Enough?
That'll work.
Huh?
I don't want a picture of just one. I need a dick in it.
That was a good one, but okay, deal.
Okay.
CNCRadioShow.com, y'all.
Mm-hmm. By the time
I'm telling
just,
you.
I'm not understanding how you, the host, and you not joining in any of these festivities. I need to see yours, too.
Okay.
You're not being a great participant, and I'm a little disappointed.
Okay, I got you.
Is that a promise?
Man. Please don't tell. Please don't tell.
Father Time was asked to wear a cock ring. He said, no, no, no.
Right.
Well, he's just saying he's going to do it. We'll see.
I'm on strike.
But don't worry. Hey, mine is on the way. Mine is on the way.
Okay, well, I'll inbox you personally then. Only those that participate.
Say that shit, girl. Say that shit.
Okay. Mine is on the way. Mine is on the way. It's getting picked up. It's going to get picked up.
Set it off. Set it off. Might start a new trend. Inbox is going to be
but
jumping
now, hold
off.
On now, let me ask this. Was that Butter? Who was that? Was it Butter last? When we were talking about the cock ring, when they were saying, well, if that was something that a person just kept doing regularly, they wouldn't like it. Who was that that said that?
Uh
Do anybody remember that? Don't nobody remember that?
I think that was Janine.
No, that wasn't me.
No? Okay, I'm sorry, huh?
No, I'm saying I think that was liquor store because she was saying, you know, the man wouldn't be get used to it or something. And she wanted it natural without them having to use that. That's what I think it was.
Okay, yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. So, I mean, with that being said, is that true?
I think it's because you like it.
but that's anything you do sexually. Yeah, you start liking something, you know, you do a threesome, you ain't gonna stop wanting to do one after you do your first.
You know what?
Right.
Janine, coin that phrase. Because motherfuckers be like, oh, well, I'm gonna give you one time. Why would you? Do not give me one time and then be like, okay, that's it, you ain't getting no more. Bitch, you crazy. This is like crack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they take that first hit, shit, they trying to find it back. That's got to be the dumbest. I'm going to give you one time, but after that, you can't have no more. Is you crazy? I'm just going to find a new dealer. I ain't telling you crack no more. All right, I'm going to find a new motherfucker. I'm dead fucking sick. If you ain't gonna do it more, this ain't gonna be an annual event, don't do it.
Yeah.
And please, and I can see Father Time now. He gonna get hooked. He gonna get hooked his first time. He can just like old crack addict. It's like, oh god damn.
You ain't been looking,
what you
been doing all
day. Y'all ain't right. See, you ain't been looking for no bitches. That's your problem. You don't want no bitches. I'm going to go out on Mars. Man, they get fucked that motherfucking gay. He get that one shit. It's a wrap. You ain't looking for no bitches.
Hold on, y'all. What's up, Marley?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Oh, shit. The prodigal son has returned.
Hey, what's up?
Marley, what's happening with you, baby?
Hey, man, ain't nothing. I called yesterday, but I don't know what happened.
Oh, you must have called it at 10:55.
When you hung up on everybody,
I
was gonna say
10:56.
The show was
we
over.
We can address it. I had no problem with that. We can address that. Anybody wonder? Anybody wonder why I hung up? We can address it.
Would you like?
God
to address
damn it, because I didn't. I know my sister, and my sister's an asshole, and I knew she was going to do something to fuck with me.
Hell, what she do? Say she about to do something on the air or something?
Yeah, she did something on the air, Marley.
Oh, shit.
Mama partner didn't have my back, so fuck that. Yeah, I hung the damn show up. I ain't ashamed of it, and I ain't going to apologize for it.
Yeah, my sister got two kids, and as far as my eyes, yeah, she a virgin.
Okay.
But you know, you know what they say: payback is a dish served best cold.
Yeah.
Whew. Marley, don't get me started. Don't get me started, Marley.
It's been rough. We got two more days of this Trump shit up here. I'm glad that motherfucker's gone.
Oh yeah, you are down in motherfucking Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not the most political motherfucker in the world, but let me just ask. Is anybody going to vote for this son of a bitch?
I know a whole lot of motherfuckers at my job is voting for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not voting for him.
I mean, all bullshit aside, dude has a... wait a minute, hold on, y'all. We got Big Mike. Big Mike, what's that?
Lord. What's up, everybody?
Hey, Big Mike.
Hello. I see, Slack, you shut the show down yesterday. You hung up.
Yeah, I did.
Hey, Big Mike, let me ask you a question, man. What happened to that date, bro?
Oh, my God.
We set you up, man. What happened?
I got to talk to you and Zach about that private.
Well, hell,
can
we ask the life of what happened? The life of what happened then?
I'm waiting to hear this private conversation myself. Please don't let me join in because it has to do with me, so I must be there in
attendance. Nah, I talked to them private about it.
Hello?
Now, that sounds like some childish ass boy shit, but okay.
Oh, shit. Goddamn. My damn temporal. I fell out my goddamn chair listening to the mic. Big Mike, come on, man. You can give us the details. She's acting crazy.
Nah, I'll call you. I got your number.
Okay.
Zach, if you don't three-way me in on the low-low, I promise we ain't friends no more.
Well, I mean, I'm finna write your number down right now. Mike. Wait a minute, hold on, we got Marley calling back. Marley.
Hey. Yeah, what happened? Yeah.
I don't know what happened to you. Gee.
I'm like,
the damn,
I heard so much from private. Yeah, I heard so much from private. And I was like, oh, shit, am I in a private room or some shit?
Okay. Now you know what? Instead of us, I mean, come on, y'all. This Sin City. Hey, Mike. This Sin City. You know how we do it, man. We don't hold no punches because I'm gonna tell you right now, Janine ain't gonna call and I'm gonna tell her what happened. Then Father Time gonna call and I'm gonna tell her what happened. I ain't gonna even lie to y'all. I'm gonna tell you what happened. So you might want to get this out in the open. What happened, dog?
I'll tell you on the phone.
Okay, well, all right, if you don't feel like talking about it, all right, that's cool, but now you do know, like I said, I got to get her ample opportunity to speak her mind. The life of what happened?
Well, what happened was me and Mike had a interesting conversation.
Okay.
And Mike is what I like to call very sheltered and just different. But at any rate, just a little different, and I was supposed to call him back. And amongst all my other calls, I lost it. And then a strange number kept popping up, and I pretty much assumed it was him. But I ain't answer. I ain't gonna even lie.
Why wouldn't you take the man's call?
I mean, I really believe we discussed this on a previous show. I just feel like I might have not been that best suitor.
Well, Mike wasn't on the show.
It was some things that just didn't sit well with me. Let's just say that.
Well,
Mike.
All right, Mike.
Now,
man,
if Mike hears.
What's up?
Woo, damn.
She said you was Mike. You was talking about ballet and shit, man. What's up with that, dog?
Not ballet. That is not what I said.
She's running around in a pink tutu or some shit she was saying.
No, I did not. I said he does theater and karate.
I thought you said ballet. My bad.
No, I said theater.
Oh, Mike, can you get me in that theater shit, man? I want to do that theater shit too, man.
I mean, on some real shit, man. You know, I've been doing this for like a year and a half. So that's why I'm trying to, you know, trying to find something in another state.
I mean, no, seriously, dog, I'm into that shit, man. Can you get me in?
I mean, matter of fact, I tell you what's going on over the phone.
Okay.
Why you gotta be so damn private with everything? That's the shit right there that I'm talking about.
Yo, because it's certain shit that where me and Zach come from, I can't tell you.
No, you did tell me. We had a conversation about it.
Nope.
You did tell me.
Well, I can't discuss that with you.
All right. That's my case with that note right there.
Hey, here's the thing about it. I'm laughing, but Janine laughing too. So everybody don't get mad at me because Janine over there cracking up too. She do shit so slick. She act like she don't be laughing and shit. But she take her motherfucking mouth on the phone and she busts out laughing. See, look, listen to it. Janine, speak. Janine.
Yes.
Yeah. She gets to laughing, but then she wanna. God damn it. Y'all motherfuckers ain't for the fuck with me tonight.
Oh, goodness. So how long you been doing karate, Mike?
Since 2006.
Oh, you got a nickname?
What'd you say?
What belt are you?
First dance.
I'm sorry, what was that?
First degree.
Oh,
first degree,
black
what
belt?
Color? Black?
Yeah,
oh, black.
Yeah.
Black.
Yeah. Yeah, I paid $700.
Although he don't like black women.
Yeah, I paid $700
for my certification. Now, why you got
to
say that?
Well, He did make that clear. He don't like black women.
You know, and I paid $700 for my certification certificate.
Oh,
and y'all
see,
he ignoring y'all,
you
right?
I'm able to share that bit of information.
He ignoring the fuck out y'all.
Clearly.
So you be breaking bricks and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's real.
Did anybody catch the nickname? I'm waiting on the nickname.
Mike is breaking bricks with his dick.
He's breaking hips. He's breaking hips.
Yeah, okay. Gotta get
well,
some.
Who put the name?
Can't even be breaking hips.
See, listen to Marty. That wasn't me. That's Marty talking shit. That ain't me. That's Marty talking shit. See, y'all be thinking it's always me. Marty always got some slick shit to say. Then he act like he ain't saying
shit. Mike, you breaking hips? You breaking hips, sweetie?
Not no one of these fake bricks.
I don't know. I didn't say anything about bricks. I said hips.
I heard what you said.
Oh, you ignored that. Okay. Roger that.
No, I heard what you said.
And you chose not to answer?
I mean, it's certain. Like I said, I'm not about to tell you.
Karate man bleed from the inside. Karate man bleed from the inside. What is it, English?
Well, we only got like 5 minutes on the show left, so I mean, I can hang up so y'all can hear what really happened. Maybe that'd be a little better since I'm, you know, banned off the island.
No, we don't do it.
I mean, we gonna be fair with everybody. We won't. You know what? We gonna have some fun. Alright, you know what? I know we usually do the last words and all that shit, but we gonna have some fun. We gonna. I don't know, man. What do you wanna do, Diamond? We can go to another. We can end this with another chronicle. You want to end it with another chronicle?
No, we only got 5 minutes of stream left, so it may not all get played.
Right, we're not gonna end it with another chronicle. We gonna have some fun with this one. All right, Delightful.
Yes, we are.
Let's get the real. What really happened?
I just told you what happened. I had a conversation with Mike.
Hold on, Delightful. Delightful, hold on before you answer that. Hey, we want to give a shout-out to Gainesville Radio. Thanks for the stream, guys. Same time next week, y'all. All right, go ahead, Delightful.
Mike is what I would like to call sheltered and maybe a little socially challenged. There were some things that he said to me that he would say to his coworkers or to his mother or so forth that led me to believe that he doesn't have much interaction with people, which he did tell me. Based on
Mike,
you guys
fuck
came.
You hung up.
I hear y'all.
Based on where you guys came from. I'm not a Gary native, so I don't know the stipulation, but I know people from Gary, and they're not socially shy. There was things that his mother and his uncle putting forth in his head, and instead of stepping up as a man and exploring the world himself, he stands on those, which ain't nothing wrong with. That's your foundation, but you also add to it as you grow.
See, that's why you don't like black women. That's exactly why you don't like black women.
Hey,
telling all this business.
Hey, you ask them at the Sin City.
Damn
right.
Mike
still on here, man?
Nah, he hung up.
Who is Mike?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, now, before we get out of here, we got to get our resident therapist, Janine. Janine, we got to give you the floor for a second. What do you think happened? As our resident therapist.
Is she in?
Yo, Janine just hung up.
Huh?
Yo, Janine must have hung up.
I would really love to hear his side of the story, though.
Hang up, man. Hold on, let me bring her back in.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, maybe this damn thing is fucking up. Janine, you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back. All of a sudden, I just couldn't hear anything.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what happened. I don't know. Big Mike just fucked us all up. But I came to you as the resident therapist. What do you feel happened?
Well, with Bruce Leroy?
Well, did you just call him Bruce Leroy?
That's his name. Did
you call that man Bruce Leroy?
That's his name, Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy.
Who's the best?
He breaking his
name. Janine, you gotta be professional. You can't be telling people
Bruce
Leroy.
You don't like that name. What Big Mike is? You don't like that name?
He hung up.
He gone.
Him
he gone.
Left. Him mad at
gone,
me.
Oh, he
life would have pissed him off.
He might
well,
like
they say most
name,
black
name.
Women do that.
You said, what do I think what happened? You know, Mike just ain't been around women like that. He just like she said, he's sheltered and he don't have no experience with women.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
Until he get out of his, he got to get out of that comfort zone he's in and be able to talk to women. All women aren't the same.
Yeah. He need a good woman, a good black woman, to freak him so bad, or freak him so good, to get him up about that dang old situation he in.
I don't think he's willing to give a black woman a chance, though.
No, I think he would be willing to give one a chance. I just don't think the black woman would make it far with him, because it would be like foreign territory to them.
There would have to be somebody that's patient enough to work with him. That's what it would be. Yeah.
Hey, man, I got to go to Toys R Us, man. Somewhere. my action figure needs some new clothes. Anybody want to
get them
my action figure? Yeah. And my action figure needs some new clothes.
What? You got an action figure?
You say what?
You got an action figure.
What, you're going to add a line of clothes with the action figure?
Yeah, Marley, you ain't know I got an action figure, man.
Uh-uh. Oh, shit. Where you get an action figure from?
Oh, man. Shit, they love Sin City, man.
All right.
They can't
get
enough
of
Beyonce Elroy.
I want a clean anal one.
A clean anal?
A who?
A
clean anal.
Yeah. That's
you don't get
they
damn business shut down. I'm talking about some Queen Anne.
Ain't that? You gave me the
you
name, buddy.
You gave her the name.
Thank you.
Well, I understand, but I don't know if they're going to. Well, hey, I can see them white people down. Who? Now, wait a minute, Cam. We pressed the envelope with you. Shit. And you talking about bringing some Queen Anne out?
Can we get action figures with no clothes?
All right.
You know what? I wonder could we? I mean, hey, check this out though.
Might need to invest in a blow up doll with a detachable piece.
That hurts. That's a hurt.
Hey, that'd be cool though. You know, see one with a dang. I seen the picture on the site. It had like a dang on suspenders on it or something like that.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to show you. Hey, it's on the site, man. Go on the site. You got to scroll down. The action figure's on the. He's on the site. Kaz is on the site.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Father Time. You up, man?
Dude, for sure.
Come on, Big Daddy.
Take us on out, brother.
All right, Delightful, you got any last words for us?
It's been real. That's it.
Hold on. Before we Delightful, go in the house. Go in the house. Cock your pistol. And just sleep safe. Because you done pissed Big Mike off.
My son ain't far from a black belt.
Oh, shit. They finna be. Bruce Leroy. What Bruce Leroy versus Show Dog. Oh, goddamn. Here we go.
Red glow and gold glow.
Yeah, we've been having a red glow against the orange.
Oh, goodness. It might go have to be showed up because he's going to come up off the bat.
Yeah, right. I agree. My son got a little more swag at 12 than Mike got.
Yeah, we're going to have to start calling your son Bruce Leroy then, because he showed up coming.
y'all just want me to cock my pistol. Somebody's going to come stand by my door. All these men on the line, just pitiful.
I got your back, baby.
Hey, I'm
not
Colette. He said, call
Colette.
Oh, man.
I got a little
ring. What you got for us? Miss Pimp?
Yeah, man. Hey, I had an absolute ball on this sinful carnival ride that we had today. But I also want to say that I know that there's like a whole bunch of listeners, and I would really, really, really like to see some more people participate, because we have a clown session on here, and I'm sure that they would have fun joining in on this fund as well.
That's what's up.
I concur.
All right, Jim.
Molly.
Yeah, another good show. I'll get a chance to call in earlier next week. You know, I got a little pissed off just about 5 minutes ago. The person that's supposed to do his job don't never fucking show up, so I got to do his job and my fucking job, asshole. But, you know, it is what it is. This will be forever. Peace out.
Well, you know, we used to have a soundbite say, Polo Tank Tank, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Janine, what you got?
Well, I had fun. I really enjoyed myself. And I will definitely be here next week.
That's what's up. All right, Doc, what you got, man?
FanCityRadioShow.com, dog. Join us. Get on that motherfucker. Post pictures. Let's have some fun on that bit. And all y'all that have privilege to Fan City XXX, do what we do. Cock ring coming soon. And one more thing. Yeah, I know. I ended the show kind of abrupt yesterday, and I do want to apologize for that because of the way that I ended it. But if you got mad that I ended it like that, fuck you. I don't care. So.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Same time next Tuesday, y'all. Y'all know we do this every Tuesday and every Wednesday. SinCityRadioShow.com. Peace, love, hair grease. Good night. God bless. Peace. We out. Next week, y'all.
Bug that bullshit. Get naked.